Support for KJZZ's coverage of tribal resources comes from Katina Foundation, dedicated to restoring human and ecological systems.
China has agreed to buy hundreds of billions of dollars worth of farm products and other goods from the United States. In return, the U.S. will ease some sanctions. Navajo President Jonathan Nez says the tribe has more than 8,200 acres of crops designated for export to Asian markets. When the Navajo generating station shut down in November, it left the tribe searching for new ways to boost its economy. Nez called the tribe a, quote, sleeping giant when it comes to economic potential because it has the resources, the land, and the workforce. The China deal also addresses intellectual property. Navajo Vice President Myron Leiser says he's optimistic it will deter the sale of counterfeit items marketed as authentic Navajo jewelry. Laurel Morales, KJZZ News, Flagstaff.